Yeah, so there's a big difference between that dweeb we've just seen and also using ChatGPT for the ideas that we've got here. He's making the same video again and again, and also inside of the video, he's clearly not giving enough value because he's just churning out this content. The idea is that you still want to use the popular clickbait titles that are still gonna perform well and everything, but inside of the video, you actually want to make it authentic, tell real stories about yourself, make it so it's actually life-changing advice. Give them genuinely one tip that will actually really help them, that genuinely changed it all for you. So this is the difference. There's a guy who's, for example, he's literally just making the same video word for word, script is shit and everything, not actually providing any value. Like, he's saying how to get rid of gynecomastia, and he's telling him just like, oh yeah, do this exercise. That's genuinely a clickbait scam. Whereas you can make your video still on a bit of a clickbaity topic. Let's say five traits of entrepreneurs who make 10K a month. And you could literally make the video saying, now look, I'm not an entrepreneur who makes 10K a month, but I've learned from Hamza and I've also learned from Iman. And it seems to me that there's a couple of, like, imagine if you just said that. That's fucking huge value. Suddenly you're the guy who's synthesized with your perception of things as a guy who's not rich of the things that you could do that these guys are doing. Like, literally, I would watch that video, and I'm sure a bunch of the guys here actually would, right? If you literally made a video saying, okay, five traits of the top 1% men or five traits of the top entrepreneurs who are making 10K a month, that video is gonna get a lot of views just because of the topic. And then you give the real authentic life-changing value inside of it. So Hamza, he made this video once that he said this tactic that changed his life the most. And so if you watch Hamza, imagine he's literally said, this is the most important tip, and it is, boom, huge value. How does that sound?
Yeah, great question.
So you've made a good analysis there. Watch time isn't everything. You've seen a bunch of my videos that have a million views that get 8%, so very, very low, right? Watch time, retention and stuff. So it's not everything. The way that I look at it, I don't look at that data at all. Just think to yourself, if you were having a conversation with someone, would they be bored? Nice and really just simple metric. If you're midway through talking about something and you're just thinking, okay, is this kind of a boring topic? Am I kind of bored right now? If I was saying this to like a real person, if Hamza was sat across me, would he kind of get like lose a bit of his presence thinking like, just hurry up, bro, my time's really valuable? Because you should be thinking, like, maybe not maybe, you should be thinking the guy who's watching has got a shit attention span because he does, and speak in that term. It's hard for me to give you like concrete advice of what is valuable, what's not, because it's such a broad range on YouTube. There's guys who don't tell stories but who just do flashy shit, and oh, the last one who takes his hand off the vehicle gets it. Mr. Beast does this well, where like every second is optimized. You don't have to be as strict as that for the self-improvement style. You've seen it with a bunch of my videos that perform well. Like, I'll literally just stand there and look at the camera for like 10 seconds, and people will comment like, oh, it's so amazing when Hamza stands there and just looks deeply into your soul. It's like, he's so good at speaking. I'm literally there thinking like, what else do I say after this, man? Like, so you've got a bit of leeway with our kind of videos. I'd go with that and see how that does for you. Next time you're recording a video, pretend you're speaking to a real person, maybe your younger self. And just imagine like little Khalifa, 1 or 2 years younger than you. Would he have like lost presence because you were just yapping on about something that he did? Like, you can imagine him, right? At the times that like you felt a bit bored with this one particular person who just fucking talks. At that point, move the topic fast. And another thing, boom, hook him onto the next thing fast. How does that sound? Just asking there is, how do I transition from like a normal point where I'm kind of giving advice or ranting to like specifically me addressing a limiting belief that the viewer might have? So I put these moments inside of the script. And actually, it's a good point because I've not done this just yet, but I'm gonna get ChatGPT to form the limiting beliefs for me. To, I'll say, okay, in each section, write one for me. The idea is you'll have it in your script a little bit. You'll say the point. So let's say the point is you need to get to the gym. You need to go to the gym. It's important for young guys, right? So you're ranting about it. And, there's so many guys who don't go to the gym, and it's so sad. And you should go to the gym because you feel really proud. And then you might think, and then what's the most common limiting belief? What's the one that you just had a year ago? Oh, and you might think that you don't need to go that much because you're scared of getting overtrained. Bro, you're not overtraining. You're going like 2 hours a week. You were supposed to be a Spartan. You can work out for 10 hours a week and be fine. Boom. You bring up, this is like sales 101, you bring up their objection and then destroy it fast with a bit of a rant with your normal style, move on, explain the first, destroy it emotionally, then explain it logically after that, so it makes sense. No, you see, like, even there's been a bit of research that shows it's at least 60 minutes a day is optimum. So if you're not working out for 7 hours a week, you're probably under training. Just because you're sore doesn't mean that you're overtrained. In fact,